Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, April 11th, 2019. On this day in 1909, the city of Tel Aviv was founded. Contrary to the federal trend, the number of drug-related deaths in Berlin has risen again, according to data published on Wednesday by Federal Drug Commissioner Marlene Mortler of the CSU. Last year, 191 people died in the capital as a result of their drug use, 23 more than in 2017. This means that the number of drug-related deaths in Berlin has increased significantly again in recent years. The lowest figure since 2008 was 113 deaths in 2012. In 2015, there were 153. Nationwide, the number of drug-related deaths last year remained almost constant at 1,276. As in previous years, the background was mostly overdoses of opioids such as heroin. In view of the growing challenges, Mortler has called for adequate financing of municipal addiction assistance. Police searched more than 30 properties in several federal states on suspicion of founding a criminal organization against suspected right-wing extremists. A spokesman for the Brandenburg Police confirmed to the DPA on Wednesday searches in Brandenburg, Berlin, Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania, and Saxony. According to the spokesman, there were no arrests. The suspicion, according to the information from authorities, is the formation of a criminal association directed against about 20 people from the hooligan, martial arts, and right-wing extremist scene based on search warrants of the Cottbus District Court. The mission concentrated on the Cottbus area in Brandenburg and, as of Wednesday morning, was not yet completed. The members of the Committee of Inquiry of the House of Representatives to clarify the circumstances of the terrorist attack at Breitscheidplatz must accept a setback, as they will apparently not be able to question two of the most important witnesses. The two officers of the State Criminal Police Office were summoned as witnesses for the meeting on Friday, and, according to the Berliner Morgenpost, however, they want to refuse the testimony or not appear at all because they could incriminate themselves. The main hardship would be the loss of the testimony of Chief Inspector L. The official was the main person in charge of the investigation against the future assassin, Anis Amri, in 2016. In L's case, the storylines converged or, depending on one's point of view, diverged. The other witness, Chief Inspector O, was one of L's superiors. L and O made nationwide headlines when it became known in May of 2017 that they had apparently manipulated files after the attack, presumably wanting to conceal their inactivity in handling Amri's previous drug deals. The investigations of the public prosecutor's office were stopped. The suspicion of manipulation, however, remained. In the event of new findings, the proceedings could be resumed. If L and O testify before the committee, they could incriminate themselves, which would open up the possibility of invoking a right to refuse to provide information. Committee Chairman Stefan Lenz of the CDU said he would regret the refusal of the statement, commenting, quote, "The interrogations of the officials would round out the picture. The committee meeting would give them the opportunity to present their view of things, but even a refusal to testify would allow conclusions to be drawn." There are new developments in the case of the arrested 29-year-old who, according to the public prosecutor's office, stabbed a 19-year-old Union fan to death in February. And, per the Berliner Zeitung, possibly a judicial scandal. As the newspaper Bild reported on Wednesday, an arrest warrant had already been issued against the suspect from Romania before the murder. The reason? Razvan C. should be deported for reasons including criminal convictions for bodily injury, drug offenses, trespassing, and violations of the Explosives Act. It is still unclear why the man was nevertheless able to remain in Germany. His official registration address is in Berlin, but he is said to have lived with his girlfriend in Finsterwalde over the past few months, where, as reported by Berlin Briefing yesterday, he was arrested on Tuesday morning by the Berlin riot police. It is unclear whether he deliberately was hiding from the police. However, it does explain why the search for him after the murder of Carl M. was unsuccessful for weeks. An official statement on the part of the authorities to the new accusations does not exist as of now, but Berlin Briefing will bring further reporting on this case as new information emerges. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.